A rock slide in Skagway displaces two cruise ships over the weekend, and state officials step up outreach to fishermen on the topic of opioid abuse. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Ships are back at Skagway's largest cruise dock after a rock slide near the facility Saturday morning. No one was injured in the slide, but it did cause two ships to relocate. By Sunday, the docking schedule was back to normal. The slide took place at approximately 6:30 a.m. Saturday on a steep cliff neighboring the railroad dock. The vessels Island Princess and Volendam were moored there. Passengers had not yet disembarked when the slide occurred. According to the National Weather Service, Skagway experienced heavy rainfall in the week leading up to the slide. On Friday, the day before, the Skagway Airport registered the highest one-day rainfall this month, 0.41 inches. The White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad is Skagway's cruise terminal operator and owns the railroad dock. White Pass official Tyler Rose said some of the debris made it onto the dock, despite barriers in place to protect it from this type of event. A railing shielding the dock was damaged. Beyond that, Rose said, damage was minimal. Rose said the slide area was assessed by geotechnical engineers. It was cleared for ships to resume mooring by Sunday. The slide happened to take place on one of Skagway's slower ship days when there was space available to move the affected ships. Rose did not return follow-up calls for more information on Monday. Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn said Monday afternoon the only information he had about the slide came from a news report. He said he hoped to review White Pass's geotechnical assessment of the area before deciding if the borough should take any action. Earlier this year, Governor Bill Walker issued a disaster declaration to combat opioid abuse in Alaska. Since then, more time and resources have been dedicated to the issue. This summer, some of those efforts are aimed at getting the attention of the fishing community. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
We haven't had something of this magnitude before.
That's Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan. He spoke with KHNS during a visit to Haines.
I'm an old guy. I've been an old cop for a long time, and there were surges in the 60s and 80s and 90s with different types of drugs, but they usually have flared out, usually by this time. So this one is a long one.
This summer, commercial fishermen throughout the state received an unusual letter from Monaghan warning of the dangers of opioid abuse. The letter warns of the devastating effects of opioid abuse and the state laws against carrying drugs on the water.
It's not just about fishermen. It's about lumberjacks. It's about concrete pourers and everyone else out there. We're working with the pharmacies. We're working with doctors. We're trying to get this thing, as arms around as many people as we can. And then hopefully that the more that we grab and have them join us in this effort, the more we're going to save.
Sam Cotton is the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He explained why the state is conducting this kind of outreach to fishermen.
You know, there's a lot of people that I've heard from, especially in smaller fishing communities, that have expressed concern about especially young people in their communities that are struggling with drug use in general and opioids in particular.
Though the letter was sent specifically to fishermen, the commissioners say it's part of a wider effort and they're not singling out one industry.
What we were all trying to do is reach out to as many different types of populations as we could to heighten the awareness of the situation that we have with opioids and other drugs.
Cotton says commercial fishing is already a dangerous job.
There are a lot of even this year, we've had deaths and a lot of injuries. And so any impairment, alcohol or other drugs, in addition to opioids, also raise the, you know, the danger level on a fishing boat or in a lot of other industries as well. But we all know that the fishing industry can be a dangerous place to work. And drug use or alcohol abuse aboard a vessel increases that danger.
Monaghan says the governor's disaster declaration has allowed for a greater focus on opioids.
He declared it a disaster, just like an earthquake or a forest fire. That way we can put more resources, we have bi-weekly meetings on it, we have updates, we try to brainstorm everything that we can to get the word out to everyone else.
Both Haines and Skagway are focusing on combating drug abuse on a local level. In the last year, the Haines Public Safety Commission formed a drug awareness task force. In March, highly addictive opioids like fentanyl were stolen from the Haines clinic. The police have announced no developments in that case. An opioid task force got its footing in Skagway earlier this year. Monaghan and Cotton hope their outreach will help commercial fishermen avoid adding risks to an already dangerous job. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Residents will have another opportunity to voice their opinions about police service outside the Haines town site at a meeting Tuesday night. The borough is looking into extending the police department's jurisdiction to areas previously served by a Haines-based Alaska State Trooper. The Haines Trooper post closed earlier this year. There is still a local wildlife trooper. Even if the assembly does decide to move forward with a new community safety service area, there's disagreement about how to pay for it. Right now, borough code says area-specific services should be funded by property taxes. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt said there's a reason for that.
The way that revenues are traditionally generated in an area is from property, which makes sense. In other words, we're not taxing people outside that area for services that go only to that area. When we levy a property tax.
Currently, the borough does not follow code in the way it funds town site services. Three services are confined to the town site: police, public works, and animal control. Haines uses property and sales tax along with state money to support the amenities. Although code limits service area funding to property taxes, Haines Borough Charter is more flexible. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel encouraged the assembly to align code with charter.
So if we're going to expand the police service area, for example, or call it public safety, and only allowed the funding for that service to be paid for with property tax, I think that it would be a pretty harsh reality to bear.
But Morfitt said the borough shouldn't change the rules for the possible police service expansion.
I see this as an attempt to address a specific problem by making a substantial change in a good law, and I don't know that that's wise.
The assembly ultimately postponed a decision on the service area funding question to its September 12th meeting. If the borough were to seek establishment of a new service area, it would have to be ratified by voters. There is an assembly committee meeting to discuss policing outside the town site Tuesday at 6 p.m. in assembly chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also post news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas. You can drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.